I told you, Damien, you can't just come into my office whenever you like. I have other patients. You need to make an appointment like everyone else.
Ah, come on, Dr. B. You know I'm not like everyone else.
While that may be, I can't show favoritism to any of my patients. You could have interrupted me in the middle of a session. In fact, you would have, but my other patient... Well, a little warning would be nice. I would think you'd have learned that after 10 months.
Ah, yeah, your other patient, cheery little thing, isn't she? Odd mind, though. And my goodness, did she run out of here fast. All right, you can invite me to sit down, Doc.
Damien.
Come on now, you know you want to.
I think you should sit down, Damien.
Capital idea, thanks.
You really shouldn't do that.
Why not? Aren't you always telling your other patients to practice their abilities? Learn to gain control?
As you said, you are not like everyone else.
Thank God for that. So have you been, Dr. B? Losing the touch a little bit, are we? I'm not sure I've ever seen a patient of yours leave the office in such a hurry before.
As I have said before, I cannot discuss any of my patients with you.
Well, we both know that's not strictly true. You've done it before.
Only ever at your insistence.
Doesn't matter. Tell me about her. What's her name? Chloe? What had her so upset? Not me, I hope. I've only been in the building for a few minutes, but I did seem to give her a bit of a scare last time I was here.
You were lurking outside the office door. Anyone would have been caught off guard.
Of course, of course. So then it was hardly necessary to move her appointments around just to avoid me, wouldn't you say? Yeah, don't think you snuck that one by me.
Sometimes people's schedules change, Damien. Not everything is about you.
No, that's where you're wrong. This is about me. This girl, she's, well, she's not like everyone else, is she? No. She's special. More special than any of your other freaks.
What makes you say that?
Her mind. It's strange.
Yes, you said that. What does that mean, exactly?
Well, it's different, obviously. It's not like everyone else. What's her ability?
You know I can't tell you that. But I want to.
Well, go on then.
She can read minds.
Oh, boy, I did not see that one coming. Oh, mind reader. Huh. I thought maybe.
You thought what?
Well, I sort of thought maybe she was like me. That she could do what I do.
What made you think that?
I couldn't get in. You know me, I mean, whenever I meet someone new, I like to dip into their mind, see what I'm dealing with. But her mind, there was no way in. Very irritating.
Really? And that's never happened to you before? You've never met anyone you couldn't...
Mind control? You can say it, it's just us here. I mean, us and your little recorder, of course.
I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. What you do is not mind control, Damien. Such a thing doesn't exist.
Semantics. I know I can't technically control a person's mind, but I think it's safe to say I can do the next best thing. Impose my will, or whatever it is you always say.
Impose your want is probably a little more accurate. I still don't believe that you can make anyone do anything that you yourself didn't fully want. So, I am so flattered that you've insisted on these sessions. You must really want therapy badly.
Nah, I don't need therapy. But it's nice to talk to someone who knows the score. Come on, you don't really mind, do you, Dr. B?
What, mind that I am forced to give therapy to someone who is beyond help? Forced to dedicate time to someone I don't particularly care for? Why would I mind that?
Oh, you wound me. You really believe I'm beyond help, huh? Doesn't that go against your psychologist code or something?
You don't need to do that. Try and force your way into my head. I'll tell you the truth. Yes, I think you're beyond my help. Could someone who specializes in antisocial personality disorders help you? Maybe. I don't know. I specialize in atypical abilities. My job is to help atypicals learn to control their powers and live in harmony with them. You already have a decent amount of control, and I don't think it would be beneficial to anyone for you to gain more. So no, I don't think I can help you.
Well, that's that then. I guess you would really prefer that I just leave you alone.
Yes, I would. Will you?
No.
Well, then we might as well make the most of this time, I suppose. Tell me more about Chloe's mind. How did you know it was different?
You know my methods. How I usually get into a mind, I just stretch out my thoughts and find that person's consciousness. Then it's easy from there to plant a thought in their head, make them want to do things.
Yes, you're doing it right now. I wish you wouldn't.
Ah, good. I'm just trying to keep you on your toes, Dr. B. You're getting better and better at feeling me when I'm in your head. And better at resisting. But not perfect. Ah, thanks for that. See? Not so bad.
Planting a thought in my head just to get you a glass of water seems lazy, Damien. Even for you.
I was making a point.
Aren't you always?
I have treated you very well, haven't I? I haven't pushed the line too much, never made you do anything that bad. You should be grateful.
Damien, it's statements like that make it impossible to like you.
I'm not asking you to like me. I'm asking you to respect what I can do.
Then once again, you are asking far too much of me. I may not be able to fight against your ability, but you don't frighten me.
Why not? That can be pretty frightening. Tell me, Dr. Bright, why aren't you afraid of me?
No, stop. I'll tell you, no need to show off.
Well?
There are people and things more terrifying than even you, Damien. I have too much to fear already to worry about a second-rate manipulator.
Harsh words, Dr. B. You might regret saying that.
Add it to the list. There's a lot you don't know about me, Damien. And no matter how much you poke and prod, there are parts of my mind that you will never reach.
How about Chloe, huh? Is she able to reach into your mind? Is that what scares you the most, huh? Not someone putting something into your brain, but someone picking something out?
That must be it. Why you aren't able to reach into Chloe's mind.
What?
Your abilities work as opposites. As you said, putting something in versus picking something out. Perhaps they are incompatible. She's constantly receiving information and you are outputting it. The threads of the powers cross, but they don't connect.
Ah, look at you. Ever the scientist, the detective, putting together the pieces. Will that go into your notes to the good old IM? What kind of information do you send to them exactly? You've never said.
And I never will. Because deep down, you don't want to know.
Don't presume to know what I want, Dr. B. Knowledge is power, after all.
Not when it puts you in danger.
I still think you're bluffing.
And yet, you've stopped trying to pry it out of me.
I just don't think you particularly care if I was put in danger.
Maybe not. But with our setup as it is now, I can at least keep an eye on you.
See, I knew you liked our little chats.
I like knowing where you are.
Potato, potato.
What exactly do you want, Damien? We've had almost 30 sessions, and I'm still not sure what you expect from me.
Like I said, knowledge is power. The more I see you, the more I learn.
And what exactly are you learning?
Well, I'm learning about me, of course. Isn't that what therapy is all about? Learning about who you are.
And what have you learned about yourself?
That I am a level 3 class E atypical, isn't that right?
Yes, that is how you are currently categorized.
And don't you want to tell me what that means?
No. Actually, I do.
Atta girl.
Level 3 is a low-level power with medium control.
Low level. Okay, I wouldn't exactly call what I do low level.
It just means it doesn't interfere too much with your own physiology. You are mostly able to go about a normal life day to day.
And the class E?
High risk. It's my category for dangerous atypicals.
See, you are scared of me.
Not anymore, Damien. But that doesn't mean I want you terrorizing the general public.
Ye of little faith. I have no intention to terrorize anyone.
Which brings us back to the question. What are your intentions?
Like I said, knowledge.
You seem very comfortable with your condition at this point, Damien. I don't understand what I could possibly teach you about yourself.
Okay, so maybe it's not entirely about me. I know you have other patients, and I'd like to learn about them. I can't help that I have a curious mind.
I am not going to compromise the confidentiality of my patients any more than I already have.
Yeah, whatever. I also know that you're not working alone, and that, well, that intrigues me more than anything.
Damien, the AM are none of your concern. And you certainly don't want to be one of theirs.
So you keep saying, but that doesn't mean I don't want to know what they're up to. I mean, come on, a shadowy government agency that the public doesn't know about? It's my own personal thriller mystery.
I told you, it's a non-profit science firm. That's all you need to know.
Yes, you did tell me that, but then you also told me that you were lying, so you'll forgive me if I don't buy that particular company line. What I want to know is, what the hell are you doing in bed with them? An occasional confidentiality slips aside. You're a good doctor, and even more annoyingly, a good person. You and I picked up on that after 10 months. So why work with something that scares you so much?
Let's not forget who's the patient and who's the therapist, Damien.
Please, we passed that line ages ago. We are more than doctor and patient. We're confidants. I'm probably the closest thing in your life you have to a friend.
Good Lord.
I'm right, aren't I? Oh, God, that's sad, Dr. B. You really should get out more.
If I want your advice, Damien, never mind. I'll never want your advice.
Suit yourself, but I am going to get to the bottom of all this.
There's nothing to get to the bottom of, Damien. You have better things to do than play amateur detective.
Oh, do I now? See, last I checked, my life was as empty as yours. We're both caught up in this tangled web, Dr. B. Time to figure out who's the spider and who's the fly.
I think that's quite enough of your dramatics for today, Damien. You can show yourself out.
Fine. Wouldn't want to overstay my welcome. I'll see you soon, Dr. B.
Patient number 5E3, session... Well, I'll have to check my notes for what number that was. Her sessions have been irregular, to say the least. I rarely know when he's going to barge in, though I'm not sure it would make a difference. Damien is easily the most difficult patient I've had. His ability is incredibly hard to work with. When he uses it, it feels as though your brain is being invaded, though it didn't always feel that way. I've gotten better at noticing when his consciousness is invading mine, and I think he's gotten more careless with me. But when we first started, well, my notes are essentially useless from the first few months of our sessions. I couldn't feel his consciousness at first. I was telling him, wanting to tell him things that I never would have told a patient. I didn't know what was happening. He was as surprised as I was when I figured out what he could do. I guess he had gone through many therapists before coming to me. I was just next on the list of professionals in the area. Once he realized I knew about his ability, knew about others' abilities, he stuck around. And I still have no idea what to do with him.
Thank you for listening to The Bright Sessions. The show is written and produced by Lauren Shippen. The voice of Dr. Bright is Julia Morizawa, and the voice of Damien is Charlie Ian. All our graphic design is by Anna Laurie. Special thanks to Elizabeth Laird, the Harrington family, and all of our Patreon contributors. The Bright Sessions is made possible through donations from listeners like you. If you would like to become a patron, please visit patreon.com/thebrightsessions or go to thebrightsessions.com and click on our donate button to make a one-time donation. If you enjoy our podcast, please leave a review for us on iTunes or follow us on Twitter at Bright Podcast. For any questions or just to say hi, email us at thebrightsessions@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and stay strange.